How you guys doing, man?
Hey, Raheem, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing well.
All right, good to hear. A few questions from out here. Let's start with just the unique nature of this trip going to London. Could you detail sort of how the organization has prepared for this trip?
You know, I can. You know, really excited about going over, really excited about making our game international. Really excited because, you know, our owners have had some experience going over there. You know, our organization has some history over there, some roots over there. We got some people that travel back and forth. So we made the decision to go down there Friday with all the wealth and knowledge we have from our ownership, some of our guys that go over there in our organization. And we're just excited about going over there and playing the Patriots, you know. As tough as this game is going to be.
Raheem, what time will you leave on Friday?
We will leave here around 8 o'clock. We'll all be at the facilities at about 6. So after you get to the facilities, it's all downhill from there for me. So your day starts at 6, and you do as you do. You get on a plane, you board, you take an 8-hour flight, and you get off and you go to sleep.
Sure.
You're trying to force yourself to go to sleep.
And what led to the decision to leave Friday morning? Just, you know, for a contrast, the Patriots are going to actually leave Thursday after their practice, so late afternoon, so they'll get in, I guess, London early morning on Friday. What went into your decision to go the Friday morning?
Well, we talked to our ownership, and, you know, they go over there a lot for their soccer team. They do a bunch of different travels over that way for business, and, you know, we just feel like that's the best time for us to go, where we can be the most rested, we can be, you know, we can catch up with the time zone as fast and as quickly as possible. And that's the time that we chose, you know, and not knocking what the Patriots are doing.
No, sure.
I'm sure they have their reasons, and I'm sure that's what they have to do, and I'm sure they got some people that also did that same research. So we'll just have to go out and see which one works better and figure it out when we get to the game day.
And what's the most unique part of the logistics of this particular trip, in your view?
You know, for me, it's a business trip. You know, it's very easily recognized that it's a business trip when you're going to play a team with just 159-0. For us, it's a business trip. There's nothing really unique about it for us. The only thing unique about it is taking your game international. But we got to go over there and try to get our first win versus a very good football team, a very well-coached football team, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Just in terms of the start to the season, obviously I'm sure it's disappointing. What would you pinpoint as to some of the main reasons for the start?
Well, we're getting better. We got to grow up around here fast. You know, we've been outplayed. Teams have been more physical, more violent. We got to pick up back off some of those things. We got to start doing some of those things. We want to win some football games. We got to learn how to finish. We got to learn how to remain, keep our consistency throughout the game. And until we do those things, we won't get a win. Hopefully, we can start doing it this week, and we can start to try to win some football games here.
When you see the Patriots, what stands out to you specifically on offense?
You know, obviously, the guy behind the center. You know, Tom Brady is special. You know, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best. And the guys he's throwing to are special. The O-line are tough to deal with, and their running backs run the ball, and they execute a lot of different things, and the variations of different game plans. So they're a special offensive unit. They've always been, and they'll continue to be as long as Tom Brady's behind the helm.
And what do you see from the Patriots defensively, Raheem?
Well, you see them get younger, actually. That's the scary part, you know, when you see those guys pick up guys like Brandon Mayweather and some of those people that you know about for a while, and they add the veterans within their team with the Adelis and the Sean Springs to get those guys to have some veteran leadership. You know, Will Fulk is playing very well, and Jared Mayo being one of those young guys that you talk about playing great football, they're just a tough team to deal with. You're talking about a physical football team with square shoulder pads that'll hit you right in the mouth if you let them. You better bring some fight to him, or it's going to be a long day for you.
And, you know, in terms of one of your assistant coaches, Pete Mangurian, he was here, obviously, in New England for quite a few years as the tight ends coach. How much have you leaned on him this week in terms of just getting familiar with the Patriots and some of the things they do offensively?
As well as you know, New England game plan changed from week to week with the mastermind and Coach Belichick. You know, he's going to do what he does well. He's going to do what you can't defend. He's going to do all those types of things, and we all know that. He knows that, and you can see a completely different ball game from what they had last week, even though they scored 59 points, that they're going to come out and try to do what they can do well and what they feel they need to do to win, and that will change every week. So you better not spend too much time leaning on what other people think, and just prepare your fundamentals and be ready to deal with adjustments and ready to make adjustments and ready to deal with whatever you're getting from this type of an offense or this defense, to be exact.
Jeremy Trueblood's a local guy up here, played at Boston College, now in his fourth year. How do you see his career progressing in terms of where he is at this point?
Well, you're talking about a guy who's been here and been a starter since he's got on stage and been really going well and doing well, doing some good things, playing tough, playing physical ball, getting smarter and smarter every day. Now he's working with Pete Mangieri and had the luxury of doing that, making him a better football player, making him more athletic, making him more conscientious of the of football and everything that has to go with football. We're just really excited about Jeremy and where he can go with his game.
And I think the last thing on the cornerbacks, do you generally, would those guys be playing more of a side, or have you been more inclined to match them up? Let's say you see a top receiver, would you want to flip them based on a matchup?
You know, we have in the past. We flipped them. We kept them right and left before. It varies in each different game. And, you know, playing against Coach Belichick, I know you better not give him too much information. So we'll have to go to the game and figure that out and let those guys see us when we get there.
That sounds great, Raheem. Thanks a lot for taking the time. Wishing you safe travels. Don't forget the passport.
No problem. You guys have a good one.